for listening. The KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Here's your matchup now between the Hastings College Broncos and the Dort College men on this senior day. The Dort College defender men come into today's contest. 5-10 in the conference, 11-16 overall. Hastings, 7-8, 17-10. Hastings men have won four games in a row, I should say, from December 29 to January 6. Since then, the Broncos are 4-4. The Broncos have outscored teams 78-77.1 this season. They out-rebound teams 37.9-31.4. Hastings is converting 47.6% of its field goals and 35.3% of its three-point shots. Bart Hiskick scores 14.5 points per game with 7.9 rebounds and converts 47.8% of his field goals. Connor Musial adds 12.4 points per game. Kevin Miller and Jake Hansen and Zach Kitten are at 12.3 and 12.2 points per game, respectively. Hansen leads the team with 50 made three-point shots. Dort College has outscored teams 86.9 to 81.4. Rebound teams 34.1 to 33.6. Defenders are converting 47.4% of its field goals, 36.8% of its three-point shots. Alec Henriksen tops the team with 13.8 points per game average, but has missed the last nine games due to injury. Marcus Winterfeld adds 12.4 points per game with 49.6 field goal percentage. Jesse Jansma has made 53-point shots and is averaging 8.8 points per game. Kyle Lang scores 8.8. Chandler Brunsting is at 8.3. Ben Gasing, Chad Markham are averaging 7.9 and 7.5 points per game, respectively. For the Hastings men, they lost to Doan Wednesday night, 80-71. Hansen at 25, Callahan 10. The Dort men lost to Doan 1 week ago today in Crete, 72-65. Here are your starting lineups for today's contest. First of all, for the Dort College defenders, they will start number one, Andrew O'Donnelly, 6'3 senior from Sioux Center, averaging 6.9 points per game. He's the only senior in uniform for the defenders. Number four is Marcus Winterfeld, a 6'5 sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 12.4 points per game. Chad Barkema, I beg your pardon, Chandler Brunsting is a 6'1 sophomore from Hull, averaging 8.3 points per game. Kobe Critchley is a 5'11 junior from Roseville, averaging 4.3 points per contest. And Ben Gasink is wearing number 15. He's a 6'3 freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 7.9 points per game. For Hastings, Kevin Miller is a 6'2 junior from Linwood, California, averaging 12.3 points per outing. Number 11 is Tyler Headland, a 6'2 senior from Albion, Nebraska, averaging 6.6 points per game. Bart Hiskick is a 6'5 sophomore from Bennington, averaging 14.5 points per outing. Drew Callahan's a 6'7 senior from North Platte, averaging 7.4 points per game. And rounding out the starting five for Hastings, Connor Musial, a 6'1 senior from Lincoln, averaging 12.4 points per contest. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back with the men's tip-off right after this.
Today's
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5, the Dort College Defenders. We'll control the opening tap. Ben Gasing of the basketball. Gasing passes it off to O'Donnell, feeds it underneath Winterfeld. Winterfeld spins, puts it up off of the glass, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Hastings. Hastings with the basketball, steal by Gasing. Here come the Dort College defenders. Gasing with the basketball back outside to Brunsting. Brunsting, three off the mark, no good. And the rebound is controlled by the Broncos. A fast start. Both teams missing on their first offensive opportunities. Hastings with the basketball. This is Headland. Headland feeds it out front to Callahan. Callahan with the basketball at the free throw line. Goes back into the corner and ridden out of bounds. Tyler Headland steps on the baseline out of play. And it will be Dort College basketball. So Dort College gets it back on the turnover. Marcus Winterfeld hands it off to Kobe Critchley. Critchley will take it across half court. Kobe with the basketball. Passes right side. Gasink. Gasink with it at the top of the key. Gasink passes left side. Critchley. Critchley three. Missed it. No good. Rebound weak side. Taken by Callahan. Callahan. Long pass over the top. Gets it to Kevin Miller. Miller drops it off. Headland. Two-point basket. Good. Hastings with a 2-0 lead. Pass out front to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with it. Winterfeld goes back over to Critchley. Critchley driving right side. Pass over the top, O'Donnell. Back to Brunsting. Brunsting three in and out. No good. Rebound cleared by Hastings. Hastings for the basketball. Hastings at the top of the key is Connor Musial. Musial passes left side. Gives it up to Callahan. Callahan with the basketball. Callahan drives in with the left hand. It's good. Drew Callahan with a two-point basket, and the North College defenders trail 4-0. 4-0 our score. Pass goes left side. O'Donnell. O'Donnell unable to knock it down. And here come the Broncos with a chance to build on the 4-0 lead. Musial with the basketball. Picks up his dribble. He passes right side over to Hiscock. Hiscock, baseline jumper, good. Bart Hiscock with the two-point basket. Hastings trails six, leads 6-0. Critchley passes left side over to Brunsting. Brunsting with the basketball back to Gasink. Gasink comes into the corner. Critchley. Critchley back to Gasink. Gasink left side. O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell. They give it back to Brunsting. 9 to shoot. O'Donnell. O'Donnell. Back to Critchley. Critchley 3. Good. Kobe Critchley with a three-point basket. North College trails 6-5. 6-5 our score. 6-5 the score. Pass goes right side. This is Callahan. Callahan with it. Callahan working against Winterfeld. Callahan off of the glass. Good. Callahan with four. North College trails 8-3. 8-3 our score. Critchley. Critchley comes back to Gasink. Gasink, Brunsting. Brunsting, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell gives it up over to Gasink. Gasink, Brunsting. Brunsting a little bit behind him. And the ball ends up out of bounds. It will be Hastings basketball. Hastings gets it back. Critchley, O'Donnell, Gasink, and Brunsting. Check out of the ball game. Checking in, Lang, Henriksen, Jansma, Bussard, and Barkema. Hastings basketball. Bringing the ball up is Musial. Musial passes left side. With the basketball is Hiscock. Hiscock back to Callahan. Callahan with the basketball. Callahan at the free throw line. High-low pass tipped away by Barkema. Barkema with the basketball to Lang. Lang on the right side, gives it into the corner, Barkema. Barkema spins it back over to Lang. Lang down to the baseline, cut off. Back over to Bussard. Bussard, Lang, Lang, Bussard, Bussard, baseline against Callahan. Bussard, kick out pass, deflected, and taken back by Musial. Musial with the basketball. Musial on the right side. He passes back over to Hedlund. Hedlund gives it up, Callahan. Callahan driving in, and Callahan's going to be called for an offensive foul. Drew Callahan whistled for the personal foul. And throwing the ball in is Barkema. Barkema gets it to Lang. Lang, left side, Jansma. Jansma with the basketball. Jansma goes back over to Henriksen. Henriksen gives it up, Bussard. Bussard, hook shot on the baseline, good. Zach Bussard with a two-point basket. North College trails 8-5. Nearly 5 minutes gone in this one. Both teams struggling to get going offensively. Hastings basketball, Kevin Miller averaging 12.3 points per game. He has yet to take a shot. He's got it at the top of the key, working against Lang. Pull up from 17 is good. Kevin Miller with a two-point basket, 10-5. Hastings up by 5. Miller, a junior from Linwood, California. Pass comes to Henriksen. Henriksen at the top of the key. He goes left side, Jansma. Jansma back to Bussard. Bussard into the corner. Now back outside, three on the way by Barkema. Rebound taken away by Miller. Miller with a basketball. Miller passes into the corner. Hedlund driving in. They give it off to Hiscock, and Hiscock is fouled on the way up. Hiscock. And free throws on the way for Hiscook, a 73% free throw shooter. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Their phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. First free throw is good. Second one, no good. Hiscook, offensive rebound, though, missed the putback. Now Hastings with it. Steal by Barkema. Gets it back over to Henriksen. Henriksen over the basketball. Henriksen on the right side. Henriksen back over to Lang. So Hiscook made one of two. Dort College with the basketball, trailing 11-5. And now we have a hold called on Hastings. And that foul goes on Kevin Harkins. Harkins whistled for foul number one, team foul number two on the Broncos. Throwing the ball in is Lang. Lang triggering, gets it in over the top. Working with it is Jansma. Into the corner, Barkema. Barkema with the basketball. Barkema goes right side, Jansma. Jansma three, good. Jesse Jansma with the three-point basket. And the Dort College defenders trail 11-8. 11-8, Hastings basketball. Down three are the defenders trying to get the basketball back. This is Headland. Headland at the center jump circle. He's going to take a step forward now, guarded by Jansma. Headland, 10 to shoot. Spin move in the lane. Headland, basket good. Tyler Headland with 4 points, averaging 6.6 points per game. Defenders down 13-8. Right side, Jansma. Jansma splits the double team, loses it. Bussard picks it up, back to Barkema. Barkema with it, back to Jansma. Jansma on the right side, back to Barkema. Barkema trying to feed it underneath for Bussard. Ball deflected, picked off by Hastings. Hastings driving in. This is Miller. Goes left side, Headland. Headland, floater off of the lane, no good. Off of the backboard, no good. Rebound put back by Harkins, no good. And here comes Dort College. Coming back right side, Henriksen. Henriksen with it on the right wing. Henriksen back to Jansma. Jansma drops it off for Buss. Bussard shot, no good. But he'll go to the free throw line to shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Foul's going to go on Hastings and Bart Hiscook, his first. Team foul number three on the Broncos. Bussard to shoot two free throws. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank. Proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics by Borensons of Boyden. Handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at Borensons.com. Let us settle. You'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. And also made possible by a grant from Joe's TV and Appliance. Service you know, guaranteed by Joe. Featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs located in Orange City. 13-10, Dort College down three after Bussard makes both free throws. Zach Bussard with four first half points. Gasing back into the ballgame along with Winterfeld. Drive into the lane, shot is up and good for Miller. Kevin Miller with a two-point basket. Dort College down 15-10. This is Lang. Lang, ball screen, drives into the lane, and he is fouled on the way up. Foul goes against Tyler Headland for Hastings. Dort College will be shooting free throws. No, they say that Lang was not shooting, so they will inbound right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Dort College will stack two on the right elbow, Gasink on the left elbow. Jansma breaks into the corner, gets it back over to Barkema. Comes back right side, goes back to Lang. Lang over the basketball. Lang at the free throw line, scoops it up with the left hand, shot no good. Rebound, tip out, long, coming away with it is Miller. Miller with a dunk. Kevin Miller with 6 points, 17-10. Hastings in front by seven. With the basketball, Barkema. Barkema, Jansma. Jansma on the left wing. Comes back over to Gasink. Gasink, Barkema. Barkema puts it on the floor a couple times. Back to Jansma. Ball fake. Takes it in from 10. Good. Jesse Jansma with 5 points. And the defenders trail 17-12. 17-12 the score. O'Donnell and Brunsting waiting to check in for the defenders. North College down five. They need a stop. 11:25 remaining. Pass goes underneath and an easy basket that time for the Broncos. And Jake Hansen averaging 12 points per game. That's his first bucket this afternoon. North College down 7, 19-12. Left side, Barkema. Barkema with it. Barkema feeds it off right side back to Lang. And Lang shaken up on the play. I'm not sure if he went knee on knee with someone. And he will check in out of the contest. So Lang will try to walk it off. I think he went knee to knee on that ball screen. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Yep, that's exactly what happened as he went knee on knee. Right side, they give it off to Gasing. Gasing with the basketball doesn't make it any less painful, but better than one of those where you see the knee go to the side. O'Donnell driving in, puts it up, and he is unable to get the shot off before the shot clock expires. And the Broncos have a 19-12 lead, and they've got the basketball. So Hastings now with an opportunity to build on the 7-point lead at 19-12. Ball's tipped out of bounds, last touch by the defenders. It'll be Hastings basketball. Hastings. Logan Kale inbounding. He gets it in to Miller. Miller will bring it up the floor. Miller on the left side, guarded there by Gasink. Pass high post, Callahan. Callahan, Miller, and Miller tries to come to a stop and gets called for travel. So a travel whistled against Hastings. North College has the basketball back. Let's see if the defenders can whittle away at this lead. 10:29 remaining. First half of basketball. Brunsting with it on the right side. Brunsting gives it back over. Left side. Gasink underneath Winterfeld. Winterfeld working against Callahan. Five to shoot. Critchley drives in. Right hand too strong off of the glass. Rebound cleared by Hastings. Hastings for the basketball. Miller. Miller on the right wing. Hastings with a 19-12 lead on the Verhoef Automotive scoreboard with 10 minutes remaining in the first half. Callahan puts it up over the top of Winterfeld. Callahan. Hard-earned two-point basket. Hastings leads at 21-12. Brunsting, Critchley, Critchley left side, Gasink, Gasink, Winterfeld. Winterfeld picks up his dribble, passes back to Gasink. Gasink tries to split the double team, gives it instead to Brunsting. Brunsting, Winterfeld, Winterfeld against Callahan. Callahan holds his ground, and Callahan blocks the shot. Rebound cleared by Hastings. Hastings with the basketball, Miller. Miller feeds it underneath, and now we've got a jump ball called alternating possession. It will be Hastings basketball. Hastings with the basketball. .918 remaining. First quarter of play. It'll be Hastings basketball throwing it in. Musial. Musial throws it over the top and finds Zach Kitten. Feed it down low, Callahan. Callahan reverses it. Shot on the way. Up, no good by Musial. Rebound cleared by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Andrew into the front court. Shovels it off. Bussard. Bussard, two-point basket. Good. He's got six. For College trails 21-14. 7-point lead for the Broncos. 8:50 remaining. Driving in, and we've got a block called on Zach Bussard. Bussard whistled for foul number one. That is team foul number two on the defenders in this half. Broncos in control early on in this one. North College trying to get a reversal of fortune here. start chipping away at the lead. Inbounding, Musial. Shot missed, no good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell does not have the numbers. Stops at the three-point line, gives it off to Jansma. Jansma takes it up strong, and he is fouled on the play by Drew Callahan. That's his second. Jesse will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair of free throws. 21-14. Hastings leading by seven. So two free throws on the way for Jesse Jansma. Jansma free throw, good. Jesse is a 67% free throw shooter. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with locations in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Lester, Akron, Sheldon, and Hayward, Iowa. Also Jasper, Minnesota, People's Bank, where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. Certified PPG shop. Dort College surrenders a long pass and a basket by Bart Hiskuk. He's got five. Dort College got one of two free throws from Jesse Jansma. And it's an eight-point Hastings lead right now. Give it up, Bussard. Bussard, hook shot in the lane. Good. Zach Bussard with 8 points. Dort College trails 23-17. Back the other way we go. A layup for Hedlund. Hedlund on the jailbreak. He's got six. And the Broncos lead at 25-17. 25-17, our score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Today's broadcast made possible by Joiner's Ward Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile, and by Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. And by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Find new roads to Highway Chevrolet Buick. See over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. View the entire inventory online at highwaychevrolet.com. Andrew O'Donnell hands it off to Kobe Critchley. Critchley takes it across half court. He feeds it right side back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. They give it up Bussard. Bussard to Jansma. 17 to shoot. Dort College down 8. Critchley. Critchley with the basketball. Back to Henriksen. Henriksen, long three. Good. Alec Henriksen with a three ball from the right wing. First time Alec has played in 2018 here today. Got injured back on December the 30th. I believe that figures out to 6 weeks ago this evening. And back to action today. Musial with the basketball. Musial gives it up to Kitten. Bussard tips it into the backcourt. And with 3 seconds on the shot clock, Hastings will be inbounding in the backcourt, and they're going to call for a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to Hastings. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Hastings calls a timeout. They've got it in the backcourt after Bussard broke that play up. There was no change of possession, so the shot clock does not reset. And with 3 seconds remaining, Hastings gets the ball inbounded. It's tipped again by Henriksen, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by, well, it doesn't matter. I believe the shot clock is at zero. It'll be Dort College basketball at midcourt. The ball was tipped by Henriksen and eventually went out of bounds near midcourt. Even if Hastings maintains possession of that, there it's going to be less than a second for them to work with. Pass goes right side. Henriksen feed it down low, Bussard. Bussard fires it back outside Henriksen. Henriksen on the left side working on Miller. Back to Buss. 14 to shoot. They give it up to Bussard. Bussard's going to be called for traveling. Miller shaken up on the play. He goes down hard in front of the Hastings bench. 6:50 remaining in the first half. Hastings 25, Dort College 20. Miller on the right side. Three-point shot, no good, but a push called on O'Donnell on the rebound. So Andrew's going to get called for the push on the rebound, his first. Team foul three on the defenders. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Pass comes in to Hiscock. Hiscock into the lane. Shot, no good. Rebound cleared by Gasink. Ben into the front court. Passes Henriksen. Henriksen on the left wing. They're not giving him any room. Barkema drives in. Dumps it off for Bussard. Bussard layup good. Zach Bussard with 10. North College trails 25-22. Long pass over the top. Intended for Zach Kitten. Goes out of bounds. Last touched by Hastings. It'll be North College basketball. North College basketball, Gasink. Gasink across half court. Gasink gives it up. Henriksen. Henriksen left side, Jansma. Jansma, Ben. Ben Gasink gives it right side. Back to Henriksen. Henriksen drives in, and he is fouled on the play. And Alec will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. North College is in the bonus now. Henriksen, a 90% free throw shooter. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance, located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra. They're in Sioux Center, 722-0101. First free throw by Henriksen is good. He's got four today. And shooting for another here with a free throw. It's up and good. Henriksen makes it. 25-24, Hastings up one. Under 6 minutes to go in the first half. Hastings basketball after the made free throws. Pass goes left side, Miller. Miller gives it out front. Hiscock. Hiscock shot, no good. Kitten with the offensive rebound, blocked by Barkema. Barkema walls him up, shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Jansma. Jansma to Henriksen. Henriksen into the front court. Henriksen drives in with the left hand, short-armed it, no good. Steal by Gasing. Gasing, busted play, layup, right hand, good. Ben Gasing with a steal and the lay-in. North College leads 26-25. A nine-point run right now by the defenders. Hastings basketball on the right side. This is Kitten. Kitten with it, back to Miller. Miller guarded by Gasing. Miller, rainbow, good. Two-point basket, mid-range shot by Miller. 27-26, that stops the 9-0 run by the defenders. With the basketball is Henriksen. Left side, Gasink. Now gives to Jansma. Jansma to Bussard. Bussard, Gasink. Gasink, top of the key, three. Left it short, no good. Rebound taken away by Miller. Miller loses the ball. It's down on the floor. Picked up by Barkema. Over to Jansma. Pulls the trigger for three. Transition off the heel, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Hastings and Jake Hansen. Hansen with the basketball. Hansen in between the circles, looking. He gives it off to Hiscock. Hiscock, three, good. Three-point basket, he's got eight. And the defenders fall behind by four, 30-26. 4 minutes remaining in the half. Left side pass, Jansma. Jansma, Barkema. Barkema underneath, Buss. Bussard, a hook shot, good. Zach Bussard, another two. Zach with 12. North College trails 30-28. Zach Bussard, pleasant surprise here, second half of the season. 30-28, North College by a deuce. Down a deuce, I should say. Falls down underneath Kitten. Kick out pass, Miller thought about the three. Instead, they go into the corner. Shot missed, no good. Rebound taken away by Gasing. Doesn't have the numbers. Ben goes left side. Jansma, open look at a three. Good. Jesse Jansma, transition three, and the defenders back in front by a point, 31-30. 3:15 and counting, first half. Miller guarded by Gasing. Gasing, they give to Hiscock. Hiscock, three, good. He's got another three. He's got 11 here in the first half, averaging 14.5 points per game. Dort College trails 33-31. Into the corner it goes Barkema. Barkema with the basketball. Gasink. Gasink. Barkema. Barkema. 15-footer. Left baseline. No good. Rebound taken down by Barkema. Barkema. Beg your pardon. That was Bussard. He gave it to Barkema. Barkema gets the short shot to go. And we're tied 33-all with 2:39 remaining here in the first half. This will be a 30-second timeout charged to the defenders. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided in Sioux Center and Sheldon. Proactive cares for all your physical therapy needs. From aches and pains to post-surgical recovery, as well as sports medicine care for the junior high athlete, two-weekend warrior. Appointments can be scheduled with one call, 722-1902 in Sioux Center. 324-0110 in Sheldon. Those are the numbers to call to be proactive. 33-33, North College tying it up. North College trailed at one point today by 9, 21-12. Fought back, took a lead briefly at 26-25. Trailed again by as many as 4 at 30-26. And we're now tied at 33-all with 2:39 remaining here in this first half. Hastings with it in the backcourt. Connor Musial bringing it up against Chandler Brunsting. Musial guarded by Brunsting. Brunsting not giving any ground in between the circles out front. They give it up underneath. Shot no good for Hastings. Ben Wahlberg. But Wahlberg fouled in the act of shooting. He'll go to the free throw line. Foul's going to go on Winterfeld, and for Marcus, that is foul number one. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics, by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com, when the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by CNH Battery Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual, the Insurance Association of Hull, and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Bart Hiskuk with an offensive rebound off of the missed free throw, and he gets the putback to go. Dort College trails 36-34. Pass underneath Feikstra. DJ into the game at the last break. His shot no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Miller. Miller on the run out over the top of Critchley. His shot no good. Rebound Hedlund. Hedlund turns in traffic. It's good. Tyler Hedlund with 8. 5 unanswered by the Broncos. Right side pass to Brunsting. Brunsting fires it cross court back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell 3. Missed it. No good. Rebound to Hastings. Hastings with a chance to build on the 5-point run. How quickly it can turn. Miller with a basketball guarded by Brunsting. Crosses over. 17-footer. Good. Kevin Miller with 10 points. Dort College down 40-33. Critchley with the basketball. Critchley right side O'Donnell. O'Donnell tries to fire it back out front to Gasing. And the Hastings College Broncos have taken a 7-point lead at 40-33. 40-33 our score. Five new players in for the defenders. Bussard, Barkema, Gasing, Henriksen, and Jansma. Pass goes into Miller in the backcourt. Miller has the basketball in between the circles. Miller, Hiskuk. Hiskuk, another three. That one's too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Henriksen. Henriksen up the right side to Gasing. Gasing with the basketball. Gasing gives it up Jansma. Jansma out front. Henriksen. Dort College needs a bucket to close the half. 40-33. Dort College down 7. 50 seconds. On the game clock. Shot no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Gasink, though. And it'll be Hastings basketball with 47.5 seconds remaining. 30 seconds on the shot clock. Hastings. Hedlund. Hedlund looking, gets it into Miller. Miller with the basketball back to Hedlund. Hedlund will walk it across half court. 40 seconds remaining. Shot clock and game clock, about 16-second difference. Hedlund guarded by Henriksen. Hedlund right side. Goes back over to Musial. Musial three, good. Hastings on a 10-0 run right now. Three-pointer by Henriksen from deep in the right corner. Henriksen is second three. 15 seconds remaining. Hastings will bring it up. Hedlund will take it across the timeline. 6 seconds left. And Dort College had two fouls to give. They used one of them there. Hastings will inbound near midcourt with 3.9 seconds remaining. 43-36. So Dort College can foul one more time and force Hastings to inbound again with 3.9 seconds remaining. That's if they decide to. Pass comes in. And a reach-in foul called on Feikstra. DJ whistled for a reach-in foul. And now Hastings with 2.1 seconds remaining. And Hastings will throw it in. Cross-court pass. Three on the way. Is off the mark. No good. And that's the end of the first half of play. Our score, Hastings 43, Dort College 36. That's your score on the Verhoef Automotive scoreboard. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. It's time now for Farmers Mutual Insurance and the halftime show. Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull, a Grinnell Mutual member, provides property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886.
Welcome in once again to another edition of Where Are They Now? Here on KDCR 88.5 and KDCR88.5.com. I'm your host, Christian Zylstra. Joining me on Where Are They Now? Here today is Kristen Durande-Dyke, a 2008 graduate of Dort College and a member of some very impressive Dort College women's volleyball teams. She's all over the record books across the board, but her path to volleyball was probably a little more unique than most. You know, everyone kind of has a unique story to them and about how and why they end up at a specific place. Why did you ultimately decide to continue your education by attending Dort College right here in Sioux Center?
I went to Pella Christian High School, grew up in that area in the town of Oskaloosa. So getting into high school and thinking about the possibility of college, the main two places that people went were, if they went to a Christian college, would be Trinity or Dort. So I, of course, said I'm not going to either one of those. So I originally thought, I'm not going to Dort. Everybody goes to Dort. That was the perception. It's not true, but that was the perception. And I was just had it off my list, but I really didn't have any other places. Just kind of going through high school, and it got to be the summer between my junior and senior year, and I was talking with Coach Van den Bosch quite a bit and Coach Belma. And then I thought, okay, I better visit as an actual visit. I've been a couple of times through different school events. And I went and visited when we played a volleyball tournament at Western, my senior volleyball season. And I did the visit, and I was talking to my mom on the Friday night and Saturday morning of our volleyball tournament. And I said, I really just don't know. And then played the volleyball tournament, slept the next night, woke up in the morning and said, this is where I need to go. I'm going to go to Dort College. And I just felt this great sense of relief. I felt like it was the place for me and never really looked back.
Yeah, you were an athlete at Dort College. You mentioned there that visit on a volleyball tournament. You had an incredible volleyball career as a defender. I mean, you went to national tournaments. Your name's all over the record books. Individually for you, when did volleyball really start to become a passion of yours? And why do you think you had such a high level of success at the collegiate level?
For me, I didn't really play volleyball at a young age. I think my first real exposure to it, besides just playing in the yard with a friend, was seventh grade. And so for me, I played in seventh grade and eighth grade, but it was really kind of low-level volleyball. Everybody in the class played because they kind of said, we need enough to get a team, so everyone has to play. And I played 1 year of AAU or travel after my freshman year of high school, and that was when I really started to get a lot better. my freshman year playing high school volleyball, I felt like was a big year for me where I learned a lot about the game and started to realize, hey, I could be good at this. Until then, for the rest of high school, I played and really loved it, but just played it in the volleyball season because there were basketball and softball in the other season. And so I think for me, I never really knew the game or knew it as well as I did until college. So I do feel like I did my best volleyball in college, and maybe because I never had that burnout or a peak early on from playing all the time.
When you think about some of your time at Dort, whether that be as an athlete or as a student, what sticks out to you?
I definitely remember the 4 years fondly, the friendships that I formed, meeting my husband there, obviously, and all of the things I learned to become a teacher and in sports. But one of the things that I can remember exactly where I was, it was after a basketball game. We always kind of struggled being in the GPAC with such great teams. And we would have really close games, and we'd almost beat, you know, the really good teams. And we'd have some tough losses, but some exciting wins. And Coach Delma told us, and I always go back to this and think about it so often, he said, you're never as good as you think you are when you're winning, and you're never as bad as you think you are when you're losing. And that's something that I feel like is just good for life. It pops in my head so many different times, and I don't know that he maybe realizes the impact that that had on me, but it pops into my head just in a lot of aspects of life.
Okay, so you live in Michigan. You actually taught, though, for a year and coached volleyball at Dakota Christian School in Corsica. I know that first year as a teacher is usually a pretty big year. You know, you're going through everything the first time, lesson plans and all of that. How much did you learn in that first year of teaching?
Oh, I learned so many things that first year, teaching and coaching. I was the only math teacher in the high school, so I had 5 different classes to teach to all the grade levels. So I just had my books at home every night and spent hours lesson planning and could only do each lesson once because I only had each class one time. So with teaching, it was just the preparation and really helping students learn rather than it being about me presenting material, but it's about the student and if they're learning and if they're getting it. That was probably the biggest thing. And also, when you're in college, you're so used to, especially at Dort, such a high academic level where you're pushed to think in so many different ways and think deeply. And then going back with high school students and realizing, okay, this is how they think. This is the level that they're at. This is where they're at developmentally.
You taught at Unity Christian for 6 years. You're on your second year at Hudsonville Christian School. How has that process been like? First of all, the transferring from one school to another and just kind of settling into a new location. And then how have you enjoyed teaching there in kind of the Hudsonville area?
I enjoy it very much. It was quite a change from Dakota Christian, where you knew everybody and there was a very small school feel, and then moving to Michigan and teaching at Unity, where there were 750 students. So that was quite a change, even for me just growing up and going to schools that were quite a bit smaller. But it was very nice to have been a team teacher and someone to help guide me. So it was really nice to have that year at Dakota Christian where I was kind of by myself and had to figure it out, but then to have that support too. The age level, I really enjoyed for those years that I was teaching at the high school level and was able to coach volleyball and do a lot with that program. And now teaching eighth grade, that was another adjustment of where are eighth graders at developmentally and what do they know as it relates to the different school subjects. So the first 3 months of last school year when I switched to eighth grade was a very tough transition. I thought, what in the world is going on? But now I love it. I think that middle schoolers are so fun. They're so different, but I think that they sometimes get a bad rap because I think they're a great time.
Do you think being a teacher has shaped the way you interact with and raise your own family? Like, are there things you maybe learn and experience in that professional realm that can help you as a wife and a mother?
Yes, there are so many things. I think that for me, it definitely goes both ways as well. What you mentioned as a teacher helped me be a parent. And I definitely think as far as thinking, you know, to explain things to my children instead of, you know, just getting angry at them, or you may want to explain why and let them know that there's reasons behind what you're saying. Because as a teacher, students are always saying that. Well, why? I need reasons as to why you're telling me these things. And also just to follow through when you say you're going to do something, because students hold you to that as a teacher. If you say you're going to do something, whether it's a punishment or a prize, they hold you to it. So I think as a parent, I try to do that as well. And for me, becoming a parent changed my teaching quite a bit. I don't think this would necessarily be for everyone, but for me, now I see my students as someone else's child and someone else's son or daughter. And it has changed the way that I see them and teach them. And I think it's made me a more caring teacher to see them as somebody else's son or daughter that they love.
All right. Well, we really appreciate your time today, Kristen. Hope the rest of the school year goes well and you continue to enjoy it out there in Michigan.
Thank you very much.
Once again, a big thank you to Kristen Durande-Dyke for joining us here on Where Are They Now on KDCR 88.5 and KDCR88.5.com. You can catch Where Are They Now during halftime of Dort College men's and women's basketball games right here on KDCR, and you can check them out on our KDCR website under the News tab. Just click on the audio and podcast page. We've got more Dort College hoops around the corner. The second half coming up right after this.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5, the halftime show. Hastings, 19-33 from the floor, 58%, 3-for-8 on threes, 38%, 2-for-4 on free throws, 50%. Dort College, 13-29 shooting, 45%, 5-for-15 on threes, 33%, 5-for-6 on free throws, 83%. Hastings has out-rebounded Dort College, 24-8 in the first half of play. Turnovers, Hastings 10, Dort College with 6. Bart Hiskick, 13 points. Kevin Miller, 10 for the Broncos, 8 for Tyler Headland. For the defenders, 12 points for Zach Bussard off of the bench in a little over 11 minutes of play. 8 points for Alec Henriksen, 9 for Jesse Jansma. Dort College trailing 43-36 at halftime. And that is your halftime show from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hall, a Grinnell Mutual member, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Trusted tomorrow. Verhoef Automotive halftime scoreboard. Dort trails Hastings 43-36. Morningside leads Concordia 39-36. Briar Cliff tops Mount Marty 46-28. Northwestern leads Midland 42-24. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. And that is your Verhoef Automotive halftime scoreboard. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Inbounding the basketball is Chandler Brunsting, and we are off and running with the second half of play. Kobe Critchley feeds it up front to Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell gives it inside Winterfeld. Winterfeld over to Critchley. Critchley with it. Crosses over, drives the lane. Head fake. Miller closes on him. Gets it back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Critchley. Critchley, three off the heel, no good. And the rebound is tipped out, and Hiskett comes away with it. Hiskett gives it off to Musial, and Musial will bring it into the front court, and he throws it ahead to Headland, and the ball goes out of bounds, last touched by Hastings. And it is Dort College basketball. So Dort College gets it back on the turnover. So far in this one, hard to believe Dort College is within 7. With how Hastings has dominated the glass, but the more and more I'm watching basketball recently, the less and less I think that rebounding margin matters. Jumper by Ben Gasing in the lane, good, he's got 4. Dort College trails 43-38. Headland over the basketball at midcourt, guarded there by Brunsting. They go to Callahan. Callahan shot blocked from behind by Winterfeld. Gets the rebound back though. And Callahan with a short shot makes it 45-38. Gasing to Winterfeld. Winterfeld off of the glass. Good. Marcus Winterfeld with 2 points, appearing in his 59th game as a Dort College defender. By the way, Andrew O'Donnell is 121st. Game played for Dort College here this afternoon on Senior Day. Dort College trailing by 5. Miller, jumper, baseline, no good. Rebound cleared by Brunsting. Brunsting with the basketball. Chandler into the front court. Chandler, right side it goes. Gasing. Gasing, 3, right side, good. Ben hits the 3. He's got 7. And the defenders trail 43-35. 43-35. Dort College down 2, trying to fight back in this one. Miller with the basketball, guarded by Gasing. 17-50 and counting. Callahan goes back to Musial. Musial underneath Hedlund. Hedlund misses the reverse. Rebound taken away by the defenders, Gasing. Gasing trying to drive in, loses it, and it's kicked out of bounds by Hiscock. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Tossing it in will be Chandler Brunsting. Brunsting on the left side gets it over to Gasing. Gasing down to the baseline. Gasing, a lot of contact. Hiscock comes away with the basketball. Pass ahead to Miller. Miller with it on the right side. Miller feeds it down low. Callahan. Callahan over the basketball. Callahan backing his way in against Winterfeld. Off of the glass, good. Drew Callahan, a little bit of bully ball there, just backing his way down, a little more physical, and he's able to take advantage of the strength disparity. Driving in is O'Donnell. O'Donnell, nothing there. Back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld drops it off for Gasing, but we have a foul called before the shot. Foul goes against Drew Callahan, and for Callahan, that is number three. Winterfeld, Critchley, Gasing, O'Donnell, and Brunsting all check out. Bussard, Henriksen, Barkema, Jansma, and Lang check in. Throwing the ball in is Kyle Lang. Lang gets it out front. Barkema. Barkema, right side, Henriksen. Henriksen with it. Back over to Jansma. Jansma, floater in the lane from 10. Just short, no good. Rebound taken away by Hastings. Long pass over the top for Hedlund. Hedlund, deep right corner. Hedlund picks up his dribble. Hedlund comes back over to Callahan. Callahan with it. Callahan, left side, Musial. Musial, bounce pass inside, taken away by Barkema. Barkema with a basketball. Barkema on the left side. He's got squares up. His three, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Hastings and Hiscock. Hiscock gives it back to Miller. Miller turns on the Jets. He lays it up. He's got 12 right at his season average. And Hastings has opened up a six-point lead at 49-43. 49-43 driving in. And a foul called on the play against Hastings. That's going to go on Kevin Miller. That's number two on him. Musial checks out of the ballgame. Musial hurt his ankle, from what I understand, a couple of weeks ago. Missed a couple of games. Back in action this week. Played late last week as well. Jansma, three-pointer, top of the key. That elevator play as he comes shooting up to the top of the lane. Now the ball's down on the ground, and the North College defenders have a tie-up forced, and it will be Hastings basketball. 1 week left in the regular season. 1 week from today, regular season concludes. Dort College trying to fight their way back into the top eight to make the postseason. Might need a little help before this is all said and done as well. Miller brings the basketball up. This is Kevin Miller. And now a hold called on the defenders. It's going to go on Kyle Lang. Lang whistled for the personal. That's foul number one on him. Hastings to throw the ball in. Throwing it in, Miller. Miller looking, still looking. Passes over the top, finds Hiscock. Hiscock with the basketball. And Hiscock takes it hard to the basket with the left hand. Can't get the shot to go, but he is fouled. And Bart Hiscock will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. So a couple of free throws on the way for Hiscock. 49-43 our score. First free throw by Hiscock is good. He has another one coming. Stop by Hiscock. And a free throw on the way for Hiscock. No good. So he makes one of two. He's got 14 points, right at his season average of 14.5 points per game. The sophomore from from Bennington. He's closing in on 700 career points. Driving into the left hand is Barkema. Barkema unable to finish. And here comes Hastings back the other way. Pass over the top intended for Jake Hansen is tapped away. Jake Hansen over 1,000 points for his career for Hastings. Connor Musial with over 1,300. Both of those players seniors for the Broncos. Pass goes into the corner over the basketball. Hansen, and a foul on the play called on Dort College. And that foul is charged to Dort College's Marcus Winterfeld. That's his second. Kevin Miller will throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Miller looking. Ball's inbounded in the right corner. Jake Hansen. Hansen, left side, Miller. Lob pass over the top. Hiscock. Hiscock, layup good. He's got 16. Dort College trails 52-43. So the Broncos right now on a 7-0 run. Barkema, three on the way. Missed it, no good. And now a hold called on Marcus Winterfeld. Winterfeld whistled for the personal, and for Marcus, that's number three. Dort College is trailing by nine. Hedlund basketball, 14:50 remaining. Hedlund across half court, goes into the corner. Miller, Miller three, good. Kevin Miller with a three-point basket, he's got 15. Dort College trails 55-43. Hastings in the midst of a 10-0 run. Lead is ballooned to 12, the largest lead of the game for Hastings. Back with more after this. You're listening to Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5.
What if I told you that a tornado was going to happen tomorrow, right where you live? That it would touch down at exactly 3:17 p.m. and I told you the exact path it would take. You would, of course, prepare. You would talk with your loved ones, and you'd make a plan today. It's true, I can't tell you a tornado will strike tomorrow, but shouldn't you have a plan anyway? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
KDCR 88.5.
It's a better variety of the music you love.
Hold on tight a little longer. What don't kill you makes you stronger. Get back up, this is a corner.
I'm going home where the streets are calling. Every chain.
KDCR 88.5.
The more you listen, the more you hear.
Listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Ben Gasing put back, tries to knock it down from short range. With the basketball, Gasing to inbound. Gasing throws it into Bussard. Bussard back to Gasing. Gasing three, right wing, missed it, no good. And right now, Dort College in a dangerous position. Bussard saves it in. Need a bucket in a bad way. 14 minutes and 9 seconds remaining. Henriksen unable to knock the layup down. Here comes Hastings back the other way. Miller. Miller back, right side, Hedlund. Hedlund three, missed it, no good. And a foul called on the rebound. That's going to go against Bart Hiscock. Hiscock whistled for number two. So Henriksen missed on that layup attempt, but North College gets a defensive stop on the other end. Now let's see if they can chip away at the 12-point lead, 55-43. Henriksen goes to Bussard. Bussard right side, Jansma. Jansma, Henriksen, three, no good. There for the rebound, and the putback is Brunsting, but Brunsting is fouled on the putback attempt. Brunsting soaring in for that offensive rebound, and Bart Hiscock has just picked up his third personal foul on that play. Two free throws on the way for Chandler. Chandler has been held scoreless thus far. Mondor College had a five-man unit that seemed to be clicking a little bit in the first half. Had to do a little mixing and matching. Let's see if they can get something going here in the second half as well. You've got Gasing, Henriksen, Brunsting, Jansman, Bussard on the floor. And this was the fivesome that seemed to get things rolling in the first half. Brunsting makes both free throws, an 81% free throw shooter. North College trails 55-45. In the backcourt with the basketball, bringing it up is Jake Hansen. Gets it across the timeline to Hedlund. Hedlund gives it up to Kitten. Kitten, two-point basket. And the defenders trail 57-45. Gasing with the basketball. Tries to pass it back to Jansma. And Jansma unable to get it as it strikes him in the back. And now we have a charge called on Tyler Hedlund. Hedlund whistled for foul number two as he comes down the floor. Charges into, I believe it was Jesse Jansma who set up to take the charge. And now Dort College again trying to chip away at the 12-point difference. Jeremy Grady, Jamie Huss, and Jared Ray are officials today. Gasing passes right side. Jansma. Jansma gives it back to Brunsting. Brunsting back to Gasing. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Brunsting, left side, Henriksen. Henriksen over the basketball. Henriksen, nine to shoot. Back to Jansma. Jansma, Brunsting, back outside. Henriksen, three ball, yes. Alec Henriksen with 10 points. Stuart College trails by 9, 57-48. Miller up the floor, and we've got a foul called in the front court against North College. That foul is going to go on Zach Bussard. And for Buss, that's his second. Team foul number five on the defenders. Both teams getting near the bonus situation. Both teams with five team fouls right now. Kitten puts it up, and he is blocked by Jansman. Jesse's going to be called for the personal. It's foul number one, beg your pardon, foul number two on Jansma. So free throws coming for Zach Kitten. Two free throws. First free throw is up and through. He's got another one coming. Second free throw. Trying to extend it back to an 11-point difference. This one is up and good as well. Zach Kitten with 4 points. 59-48. 12 and a half minutes remaining in this contest. Chandler Brunsting to throw it in near midcourt. Brunsting to Gasing. Gasing takes it across half court. Passes left side Jansma, 15 to shoot. Right side pass, Gasing, Buss. Buss underneath, puts it up, good. Zach Bussard with 14 points, continues to be productive in the paint for the defenders over the last few weeks. Had a breakout game against Northwestern a week and a half ago. Been in double digits, three straight games now scoring-wise for Dort College. Hastings basketball left side. They get it into the corner. Hansen. Hansen, right-handed shot, hangs on the rim, won't go through. Rebound taken away by Jansma. Jansma with the basketball. Jansma, Brunsting, long three, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped out and controlled by Hastings. And coming up with it is Connor Musial. Musial with the basketball. Musial not at full speed yet. A little bit gimpy. Musial, left side, Miller. Miller drops it off inside, Harkins. And Harkins is fouled on the play. Harkins will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 59-50, Hastings up by nine. Lang and Barkema at the free throw line is Harkins. So two free throws on the way for Harkins, 53% free throw shooter. Looks like 100% free throw shooter on that one. He's got another one coming as he knocks that one straight through to the bottom. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. And by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Find new roads to Highway Chevrolet Buick. See over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. View the entire inventory online at highwaychevrolet.com. Well, and that is why Harkins is a 50% free throw shooter. Second one shanked it a little bit to the left. Underneath is O'Donnell. O'Donnell blocked from behind by Harkins. Here comes Hastings with a 10-point lead at 60-50. 11 minutes remaining in regulation. Hastings basketball. They drive in. Left-handed layup. No good. Rebound tipped out. Controlled by Brunsting. Chandler into the front court. Chandler crossover. Gives it back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell puts it up. Beg your pardon. Dropped it off for Barkema. Barkema is fouled on the way up. And Chad Barkema will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. 10:46 remaining in regulation. Hastings 60, Dort College 51 after Barkema makes the first free throw. He's got another one on the way. A second free throw coming here for Chad. Barkema is a 56% free throw shooter. Second free throw by Barkema is up, and that one's off the heel, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Hastings. Hastings leads 60-51. Defenders need a stop. Pass goes left side to Harkins. Harkins, Musial. Musial misses the shot from 15 on the left side. Rebound taken away by Brunsting. Gets it back over to Lang. Lang, three, good. Kyle Lang with his first basket today. North College trails 60-54. 10-15 and counting. Ball game. Musial will bring it up for the Broncos. North College hanging around, trying to give themselves an opportunity. Pass goes left side, and a blocking foul called on Kyle Lang. Lang whistled for foul number two. So free throws on the way for Tyler Hedlund. Hedlund will shoot a 1-1. Team foul number 8 on the defenders in this half. First free throw is up and good. Another one on the way for Hedlund. A second free throw coming for Tyler Hedlund. This one is up and good. Hedlund makes them both. 62-54. 10 minutes remaining with the basketball is Henriksen. Comes back over to Barkema. Left side pass, O'Donnell. O'Donnell to the rim. Layup good. Andrew O'Donnell with a 2-point basket, his first of the day. He's got 899 career points. And the defenders trail by 6, 62-56. Musial pass underneath, tipped by O'Donnell. Henriksen picks it up. Henriksen into the front court. Henriksen puts it up. And we've got a foul. But no, we've got a block shot. Zach Kitten giving the block shot. He gathers in the rebound as well. Thought he came down a little bit with the arm, but no call made. Musial passes right side, Kitten. Kitten with the basketball. Kitten with it on the right side, 2 steps beyond the three-point line, and a five-second call on Kitten. Andrew O'Donnell will inbound the basketball. So Dort College with a chance to cut into the six-point lead. It's been as many as 12. With the basketball is Lang. Lang, Jansma. Jansma back to Brunsting. Brunsting, right side, Barkema. Left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, nothing there, cut off. Comes back over to Lang. Lang, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, three, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Hastings. Steal by O'Donnell, though, on the outlet pass. He drives in, lays it up, gets it to go, and he is fouled. Andrew O'Donnell with the steal and the lay-in gets it back to 62-58 with a free throw on the way. Still plenty of time remaining. 8:46 left to go in the game. Barkema, Brunsting on the lane. Jansma and Lang in the backcourt. Free throw for O'Donnell. It's up and good. Andrew O'Donnell with five straight. Defenders back to within three. 62-59. 62-59. O'Donnell now with over 900 career points in his 121st career game. Reverse layup. Getting the basket to go is Jake Hansen. Hansen with four. Defenders trail 64-59. Lang, three. Missed it. Saved by Barkema. No, they say he was on the sideline. Baseline out of bounds. And Hastings will get it back. Trying to save it in, Dort College, but stepping on the end line was Barkema. Hastings tossing it in. And the Broncos get the ball inbounded. Walking it up is Kevin Miller. Miller with the basketball. Miller on the left side. Gives it underneath. Cross-court pass tipped by Brunsting. It's down on the floor. Picked up by Brunsting. Gets it to O'Donnell. Here comes Dort College. Lang to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Back over to Kyle. Into the left corner. Barkema. Barkema with it. Barkema looks right. Drives left. Tries to pass it off to O'Donnell. And the ball goes out of bounds. A little bit too high for O'Donnell to come down with. And Hastings is going to call for a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Broncos, 64-59, Hastings leads, 7:50 remaining, back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. 64-59, Hastings with a five-point lead. Hastings used a timeout. They've got four remaining. Dort College has three on their side of the ledger. Both teams are in the bonus. Hastings with seven fouls against them. Dort College with eight. Hastings brings the ball in. They get it left side to Headland. Headland over the basketball. Headland guarded by O'Donnell. Right side pass, Callahan. Callahan has been dealing with foul trouble most of the day. Backdoor cut, Kevin Miller. Miller with 17. Back we go the other way. Hastings in front by seven. Right side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, working against Hiscock. Pass off of the rim. Deflects. Hastings comes up with it. And the Broncos have it. Right side, Miller. Miller with the basketball. Miller on the right wing. He passes over to Callahan. Callahan guarded by Barkema. Kick out pass, Headland. Gives it up top of the key. And rattling in the three is Jake Hansen. Hansen with seven. Dort College down 10, 69-59, just moments after getting it within 62-59. With it on the left side, this is Lang. Lang, hesitation, scoops it up on the double clutch. Shot, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Hastings. 6.5 remaining. Hastings with a 10-point lead. Pass. Driving in, And we've got Hedlund called for a charge. O'Donnell took the charge that time. Foul's going to go on Hedlund. That's number three against him. 69-59. Hastings with a 10-point cushion. Ball's inbounded, and Gasing takes it across half court. Ben with it, hands it off to Jansma. Jansma right side, Ben. Ben with the basketball. Dort College needs a comeback. They can't wait any longer. Short-arming the layup attempt was Ben Gasing. Rebound cleared by Hastings. Hastings basketball, Kevin Miller. And Miller is fouled on the play by Gasing. Ben Gasing whistled for the personal, and that's number one on him. So one-and-one opportunity on the way for Miller. Miller today, 17 points, 10 in the first half, came in averaging 12.3 points per game. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. And by Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe. Service you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs located in Orange City. Miller makes the first, earns the second, extends the lead back to double, back to 11 at 70-59 with 6:04 remaining. Second free throw is up and good as well. 71-59. Kevin Miller makes both free throws. He has 19 today. Gasing with the basketball in between the circles. Passes right side, Brunsting. Brunsting, Jansma. Jansma, layup with the right hand, good. Jesse Jansma with 11 points. Dort College back to within 10, 71-61. Got to get it back into that six-point range, a two-possession ball game. Bussard will check in at the next break. Hastings, right side. Miller down to the baseline, lays it up with the right hand, missed it, no good. Rebound loose, though, picked up by Miller. Miller off of the window, good. Miller with 21. Hastings lead 73-61, 5:18 remaining. With the basketball is Barkema. Barkema back over to Brunsting. Brunsting to Gasing. Gasing with the basketball. Gasing to Jansma. Jansma with it, right-handed layup, good. Jesse Jansma with a two-point basket. He's got 13. And the defenders trail 73-63. Can't afford to keep swapping baskets. Got to get some stops. Miller against Gasing. Left side, Hedlund. Baseline jumper. Rims in and out. No good. Swirls around and falls out. Pass over the top. Jansma. Jansma with it on the wing. Jesse has the basketball with the left hand. Stops. Kicks it into the corner, Barkema. Barkema throws it down with a baseline drive. Chad Barkema with 5 points. Dort College trails 73-65 as Barkema gets that one just over. The rub dunk drops it down, and the defenders trail by 8, 73-65. On the left side is Miller. Miller to Hiscock. Hiscock to Callahan, and Callahan can't hang on to it. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. 4:02 remaining. Come on. 73-65. Dort College with a basketball. Hastings calling for a timeout. When we resume play right after this, it'll be Dort College basketball when we're back in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. So Dort College will inbound, length of the floor in front of them. Opportunity to cut an 8-point lead down, a lead that was 12 on a couple different occasions here this evening, this afternoon, I should say. Gasing picks up his dribble, comes over to Jansma. Jansma, three, top of the key, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Hastings. Hastings with the basketball. Now Dort College needs a stop again. Miller picks up his dribble on the left wing. Miller, bounce pass down low, intended for Jake Hansen. And it goes out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Ben Gasing brings the basketball into the front court. Gasing picks up his dribble, feeds it down low. Barkema. Barkema against Hiscock. Blocked out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball again. 73-65. Dort College up eight. Down eight. Wishful thinking on my part. Ben Gasing to throw it in. An 8-point advantage for the Broncos. Dort College trying to cut into the lead. Pass comes into Bussard. They bring the double team as soon as he puts it on the deck, and it's poked away out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball again. 15 on the shot clock. 3:21 on the game clock. Gasing gets the ball inbounded to Bussard. Bussard walled up by Callahan. Comes back to Barkema. Barkema three. Good. Chad Barkema with a 3-point basket. He's got 6 in the second half, 8 for the ball game. Dort College trails by 5, 73-268. 3:01 remaining in this contest. That's in regulation. Across half court is Tyler Hedlund. Hedlund over the basketball. Hedlund, 15 to shoot. Hastings trying to take a little time off of the clock. They give it to Callahan. Lob passed over the top. Hiscock. Hiscock missed it. No good, but he's fouled on the play. And Hiscock will go to the free throw line to shoot two, where he is 2 for 4 so far this afternoon. A couple of free throws on the way for the sophomore from Bennington. He's got 16. Scores this one. And he's at 700 career points, and he makes that one. 74-68, pending another free throw. Second free throw on the way. 74-68, Dort College down 6. This one's up and good as well. So a couple of made free throws by Hiscock. 75-68, Dort College down 7. Trying to make up some ground. Gasing on the right side. Looking down low for Bussard. Instead, it's Henriksen. Henriksen gives it off to Bussard, and a foul on the play. Foul's going to go on Miller. That's number 3 on him. 1-1 opportunity here for Alec Henriksen. Henriksen to shoot a 1-1 with 2:32 remaining in regulation. Kitten checks out of the ballgame. That's Zach Kitten for Hastings. So 1-1 opportunity here for Henriksen. Free throw by Henriksen off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Musial. Musial with a basketball across half court. Goes right side. Callahan, pass deflected, slams off the backboard, ends up in the hands of Chandler Brunstink. Back to Henriksen. Henriksen hesitates, drops it off for Bussard. Layup good, count the hoop, and he is fouled. Zach Bussard with 16, getting that one to go off the assist from Alec Henriksen, and he can make it a 4-point game. So Bussard with an opportunity at a 3-point play. That's foul number 4 on Callahan. So the free throw coming for Buss, 6'6 sophomore from Papillion, Nebraska, gets it to roll around and fall through. Bussard with 17, 12 in the first half. Defenders trail 75-71, 2:08 remaining. Hastings basketball right side. Hiscock wants a ball screen, waves it off now. Backdoor cut, shot is blocked by Barkema. Now they get it back over to Musial. Out front, Hiscock. Hiscock, 5 seconds to shoot. It's kicked towards the backcourt, and it's loose. And now we have an over and back violation called against Hastings. York College will get the turnover with 1:45 remaining in regulation, and Hastings will use a timeout. They've got two more remaining. So the defenders, not dead yet. They have come back to cut this down to a four-point game, and they've got the basketball, 75-71, trailing by four. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more from the DeWitt right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance. They're located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra in Sioux Center, 722-0101. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. And by Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. York College basketball, both teams in the double bonus. Nobody on the floor with more than three fouls for either team. For the defenders, it is Barkema, Gasing, Bussard, Brunsting, and Henriksen. For the Broncos, it is Headland, Kitten, Callahan, Miller, and Hansen. Lob pass over the top, Bussard. Bussard into the lane, his shot, no good, but he is fouled on the play. Zach Bussard will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two free throws. So Bussard fouled in the act of shooting. Callahan will foul out of the game with 1:30 remaining in regulation. He's got 10, and he will check out of the contest. Bussard to shoot a pair. Zach is a 66% free throw shooter. He is 3-for-3 so far today. So free throw on the way for Bussard, up and good. Can make it a two-point game here with a made free throw. Bussard with 18. 75-72 pending the free throw. O'Donnell. Another free throw on the way for Bussard. This one's up and good, so Zach Bussard makes them both. And it's a two-point game, 75-73, as we're going to go right down to the end of this one, 1:30 remaining. Bussard catches a breather here. Trying to get a little more quickness on the floor for defense. They put O'Donnell in place of him. Bringing the basketball up is Kevin Miller. York College down to 75-73. Miller drives, right hand, high off of the glass, good. Kevin Miller taking matters into his own hands. He's got 23. North College trails 77-73. Gasing spots up, three, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped, and we've got a foul called on the play against O'Donnell on the rebound. Andrew O'Donnell whistled for the personal foul. And for Andrew, that is number two. .106 remaining. And O'Donnell whistled for that foul. Free throw up. Free throw good. Another free throw on the way for Hansen. Trying to extend the lead back to six. A second free throw. This one's up, no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders in Bussard. 1:02 remaining in regulation. They give it to Henriksen. North College needs a basket. Three would be very helpful at this point. Under a minute to go. Left side pass, Gesink. Underneath it goes Bussard. Bussard, layup good. Timeout on the floor as Bussard cuts it down to a three-point game again. 78-75. Bussard with another two. He has 21. And the defenders lead it by three. Trail it by three, beg your pardon. 78-73, defenders fighting from behind the entire second half. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. They're a certified PPG shop serving the community since 1955. By People's Bank, with locations in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Lester, Akron, Sheldon, and Haywarden. Also Jasper, Minnesota. People's Bank, where values matter. Member FDIC. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. And by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. 50 seconds remaining. It's Hastings basketball after Zach Bussard's reverse layup. And the North College defenders on the floor right now with O'Donnell, Barkema, Henriksen, Gesink, and Brunsting. For Hastings, they counter with Hiscock, Miller, Musial, Hansen. And throwing it in is Hedlund. Hastings gets the ball inbounded to Miller. Miller will bring it up. Miller takes it across half court. Gesink guarding him there. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Miller still guarded by Gesink. Now they switch. Barkema picks him up. Miller puts it up, blocked by Barkema. Rebound taken away by Brunsting. 25 seconds remaining. Brunsting into the front court. Dort College down three. Pass right side, Henriksen. Dort College will call for a timeout with 18.8 seconds remaining in regulation. 78-75. Hastings with a three-point lead. Dort College inbounding right side of the floor as you face the hoop. They'll inbound and near the hash mark by the Dort College bench. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided in Sioux Center and Sheldon. Proactive cares for all your physical therapy needs, from aches and pains to post-surgical recovery, as well as sports medicine care for the junior high athlete to weekend warrior. Appointments can be scheduled with one call, 722-1902 in Sioux Center, 324-0110 in Sheldon. Those are the numbers to call to be proactive. 18.8 seconds remaining. Dort College trailing by three. They will be inbounding when we resume play. Starting to have some scores come in from across the conference. Haven't seen any surprises yet. And it appears there won't be any, as this is the final one to be decided. Midland and Northwestern are still playing, but it appears Northwestern has that one in hand, a nine-point lead with about 30 seconds remaining. 78-75. So Dort College inbounding. It'll be Barkema throwing it in. Dort College needs a three. It'll be interesting to see if they play for a three or a quick two here. Barkema gets it in to Gesink. 18 to shoot. Pass. That's in regulation. Brunstings. Pass deflected. Gesink will drive in, and Gesink is hacked on the arm by Hedlund as he went into the lane. Hedlund has just been charged with his fourth personal foul. Gesink will go to the free throw line where he will shoot two free throws. 12.1 seconds remaining, so there is enough time for Dort College to force Hastings to inbound again. Gesink, free throw off the heel, no good. Needed that one. Another one on the way for the freshman from Sioux Center. Timeout situation. Hastings has a pair remaining. Dort College has one. Second free throw by Ben is up and good, so Gesink makes one of two. Hastings will inbound the basketball. They throw it in to Musial, and he is held on the play by Chandler Brunsting. Connor Musial will go to the free throw line where he is a 76% free throw shooter. 11.1 seconds remaining in regulation. Hastings with a two-point lead. If he makes both of these, it gets difficult. You make one, you've got a chance. Musial, the left-hander, out of the deep knee bend. Free throw rattles, no good. Jesse Jansman will check into the game for the defenders. Checking out Andrew O'Donnell, and now Hastings will exhaust a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to Hastings. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more from the DeWitt right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. 78-76. Hastings with a two-point lead, shooting a free throw, trying to extend the difference to three. Now I have to point this out. Hastings has secured two offensive rebounds off of missed free throws so far this evening. Free throw is up and good for Musial, so Musial makes one of two. He has 4 points. It's a 79-76 ball game. Dort College has one timeout remaining with 11.1 seconds left. Ball's inbounded to Henriksen. Henriksen up the floor. Jansma, Henriksen. Henriksen, three ball, yes! Three-point basket for Henriksen. 5.7 seconds remaining. Hastings basketball. Towards midcourt, Musial. Musial, the runner, off of the glass, no good. We're headed to overtime. Alec Henriksen buries the three from deep. He's got 13, and we head to overtime, tied up 79-79. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. 20 seconds on the shot clock. As we resume play, we pick things up in the overtime, tied up 79-79. Both teams are in the bonus. They both get an extra timeout as well. They both ended with one timeout remaining. With the basketball, and we've got a hand check called on Ben Gesink. Ben Gesink whistled for the personal foul. So Ben whistled for his second. Free throws on the way for the Broncos and Kevin Miller. So Miller to shoot two at 23-23. He's got 23 points with the score tied 79 all. First free throw for Miller, no good. He's now 2 for 3 from the free throw line. Another free throw on the way. Trying to unlock the 79-all tie. Miller's free throw is good. So Miller makes one of two. He is now 3 for 4. Hastings maintains a one-point lead, 80-79. Dort College with a chance to take the lead for the first time since it was 31-30. Right side Gesink underneath Bussard. Bussard reverse, unable to get it to go, but a foul on the play called on Harkins. Kevin Harkins whistled for his second personal. Zach Bussard to the free throw line to shoot two. Buss with 21 points tonight, trying to add to that total. The sophomore from Papillion, Nebraska, appearing in just his 33rd game as a Dort College varsity defender. First free throw off the side of the iron, no good by Bussard. He was 5 for 5 at that point. It's a 66% free throw shooter. Law of averages do balance out typically. Another free throw on the way for Buss. That one by Zach is up and down, and we're tied again. 22 for Bussard. We're tied at 80. Our second tie since halftime. Our third overall. Hastings basketball. Right side Hiskuk. Hiskuk three. Good. Bart Hiscock with 21. And the Broncos reestablish a three-point lead, 83-80. Left side pass, Brunsting. Brunsting out front, Barkema. Barkema, Gasing. Gasing left side, Brunsting. Brunsting with it. They hedge. Comes back to Barkema. Barkema at the free throw line. Thought about driving. Instead, they come back right side. Now Gasing. Gasing lets fly with the three. Missed it. No good. And the rebound is cleared by Hastings. Hastings with an opportunity to reestablish a two-possession lead. Miller with a basketball. Kevin Miller. Pass. High post. Hansen. Jake Hansen backs out to near midcourt. Hansen with it on the left side. Hansen. Nothing there. Hansen. Bounce pass. Down low. Harkins. Harkins in traffic. Gets it to go. Harkins got that one to hang on the rim and fall through. And now the defenders are down two possessions. Left side pass, Brunsting, Barkema. Barkema, left wing. Feed it down low for Bussard. Bussard gives it up, Gasink, and Gasink is fouled on the play by Tyler Hedlund. And Hedlund has just fouled out with 3:01 remaining in the overtime. So he will check out of the ballgame, Will Hedlund. Barkema will check out for the defenders. Going to the free throw line will be Gasing. Ben Gasing shaken up on the play. And he stretches out that right foot. Not sure if he cramped up. He'll shoot two here. Free throw is up and good. He's got nine. And another one on the way for Gasing. 3:01 remaining in the overtime. We were tied at the end of regulation, 79-79. Second free throw by Gasing is good. Gasing with 10 points. Defenders down 85-82. Still plenty of time. Just got to make some stops. Sounds so simple. With it on the right side is Miller. Miller with the basketball. Miller driving right side. Cut off. Looking for someone to pass to. Step back. Looking down low for Harkins. Gets it back over to Hiscock. Hiscock knocks down a triple. Bart Hiscock with another three. He's got 24. It's 88-82. Driving in is Bussard. Bussard throws it down. Zach Bussard with 24. North College trails 88-84. Still down two possessions. And Hastings will call for a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to Hastings. They have one timeout remaining with 2:21 left in the overtime. Back with more after this. This is North College Basketball on KDCR. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Hastings inbounding. Jake Hansen to throw it in with 2:21 remaining in the overtime. Connor Musial running point. They'll run Miller off the ball right now. Musial in between the circles out front, guarded by Brunsting. Picks up his dribble. In danger of a 5 seconds call. They pass it back right side. This is Hansen. Hansen with the basketball. Hansen dribbles it off of his foot out of bounds. It'll be North College basketball down four. 88-84. North College down four. Jansma will check into the ballgame. So Jansma to check in. Barkema will check out. Situational substitutions for the defenders, trying to get offensive and defensive strengths on the floor with each possession. Gasing with the basketball out front. Goes over to Henriksen. Brunsting. Left side pass, Jansma. Don't need a three, just need a basket of some sort. Henriksen, lob pass down low. Bus. Bussard turns in the lane, and he is pushed on the play by Harkins, and he can't believe it. Harkins has just been fouled. He has been charged with his fourth foul. Bussard will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Bussard averaging 4.1 points per game this season. He's got 24 tonight. This is his third double-digit performance in a row. He has a career-high 24 currently, and he can add to that total here with a couple of free throws. First one by Zach is good. He's got another one coming. Jansma is out. 1:46 remaining. Barkema checks in. That's your defense for offense switch. Another free throw. This one by Bussard is short. Hangs on the rim. Won't fall through. 88-85. Dort College down three. 1:40 remaining in overtime. Miller with a basketball guarded by Giesink. Miller, floater, tough shot, gets it to go. He's got 26. 90-85, Hastings by 5. Brunsting with the basketball. Brunsting pulls the trigger for 3. Short, no good. Rebound Barkema, back to Brunsting. Chandler in the lane with the left hand. Good. 2-point basket for Chandler Brunsting as he spins into the lane. He's got 4. Defenders down 90-87. 106 remaining. Now 105, Dort College on defense. Hastings brings it across half court. Miller with the basketball, guarded by Giesink. He's going to try to force him left. Giesink unable to force him left. Driving in, and a blocking foul called on Bussard. Bussard whistled for the block, just a little late in sliding over. Miller will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. He's got 26 this evening. He and Hiscock have combined for 50 of his team's 90. Giesink. Well, we're going to have Jansma checking in after the first free throw is shot. I'd imagine he's going to go for Barkema. Dort College will be down at least 3 when this sequence is over. Free throw is up and good for Miller. Miller with 27 extends it to a 4-point ball game with 49.3 seconds remaining. A second free throw on the way for Miller. 49.3 seconds left in this overtime session. Second free throw by Miller is up and good. So Miller makes them both. Got 28, 92-87, Hastings by 5. Giesink picks it up at midcourt. Passes left side, Jansma. Jansma, Brunsting. Brunsting, right side, Giesink. Giesink, bounce pass down low, Bussard, and he lost it. They're going to say it was tipped out of bounds, though, by, no, they're going to say it was last touched by Dort. That's what I thought when it happened. Now it gets tough. You're down 2 possessions with 40.4 seconds left and you don't have the ball. Henriksen, Brunsting, Giesink, Barkema, and O'Donnell are on the floor for the defenders. Hastings to throw it in, Jake Hansen. Hansen gets it into Miller. Miller with the basketball, and we've got a reach-in foul called on Andrew O'Donnell at midcourt. He's got 3. It's foul number 3 on O'Donnell. 36.7 seconds remaining. So free throws for Jake Hansen. Hansen averaging 12.3 points per game. He's got 8 here this evening. And now 9 as he makes that free throw, his first point of the overtime. Hiscock and Miller up to that point, combining for all but 2 of the points in the extra session. We were tied at 79 all, heading to overtime. 40.4 seconds remaining. A second free throw on the way for Hansen. This one's up and in and out, no good. It's a 6-point ball game, 93-87. Defenders need a basket quickly. Driving in is Giesink. Count the hoop, and Ben is fouled. Ben Giesink fouled on the way to the hoop. He gets the end one opportunity, an opportunity to cut the lead down to 3. That foul is going to go on Connor Musial and is his first. So 28.9 seconds remaining. This one's still not over. Dort College can make it a one possession game with a made free throw here, cutting it down to 3. So Giesink eyes it, flies it, buys it. Ben Giesink, the 3-point play. Ben with 13. North College down 93-90. Pass to Miller. Miller over the top. Hiscock. Hiscock loses it. It's down on the floor. And now we're going to have a hold called on the defenders and Barkema. And Hiscock will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 21 seconds left to play in this one. That's in the overtime. Jansma will be checking in between free throws here. First free throw by Hiscock is good. It's a two-possession game, barring something out of the ordinary. 25 now for Hiscock. 7 in the extra session. Another free throw on the way. Trying to make this a five-point contest. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Hiscock entered the game a 73% free throw shooter. He has 8 points in the overtime. He has 26 for the ball game. North College down 5, 95-90. Giesink up the floor, 18 seconds remaining. Comes back over to O'Donnell, 15 seconds remaining. Henriksen driving in, lays it up with the left hand, good. It's a three-point ball game, 95-92. So Henriksen takes the two, he's got 15. And with 10.2 seconds remaining, Dort College needs a steal. If you don't get the steal, you then need to commit a foul quickly and hope Hastings doesn't convert free throws. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from CNH Body Repair in Orange City. Their reputation didn't happen by accident. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. 95-92 on the Verhoef Automotive scoreboard. All of the games in the conference have gone final except for this one. North College trailing by 3, so you can start penciling in where the standings are at. Briarcliff, a winner over Mount Marty, 93-77. Northwestern, a winner over Midland, 86-75 on the Verhoef Automotive scoreboard. Northwestern goes to 12-4. Midland falls to 6-11. Still a game in front of North College in the win column right now. Morningside over Concordia, 86-68. They maintain the tie with Briarcliff atop the heap at 13-4 each. Hastings inbounding. They've got a timeout remaining, and they'll use it here as they can't get the ball inbounded. So North College forces Hastings to use their last timeout with 10.2 seconds left here in the overtime. North College trailing 95-92. North College has had several near misses in terms of five-second calls this afternoon. The defenders will be talking over their defensive strategy. And again, down 3 with 10.2 left. You need to somehow get a steal. And if you can't get the steal, you need to commit a foul quickly. And then it comes down to, can Hastings make their free throws? So the first order of business, can you force a turnover? I guess a 5 seconds call would do the job as well. I've been talking about a steal, but any sort of turnover would do. And then it becomes a matter of committing a foul if you can't get the turnover forced. Hansen inbounding, looking, gets it into Miller. Miller in the corner, and Dort College calls... called for a foul. O'Donnell and Barkema both converge and commit the foul. And Miller can make it really difficult for North College here with a couple of free throw attempts. Andrew O'Donnell whistled for his fourth personal on that play. Free throw on the way is up by Miller and good. Now it gets tough. It's a two-possession ball game, 8.7 seconds remaining. North College does have a timeout left. Hastings is out of timeouts. 10 fouls on both sides of the ledger, so both teams are in the double bonus. And you wonder as well, how will Hastings play out these final 8 seconds? Second free throw by Miller, no good. Here comes North College, 7 seconds left after the missed free throw. Shot by Henriksen over high hands, no good. Fight for the rebound. North College, a putback attempt. And that's the end of the ballgame. Our final score, Hastings 96, North College 92 in overtime. That is your final. North College slips to 5-11 in the conference. Hastings improves to 8-8. North College, a valiant effort, a comeback that falls just short. 96-92, Hastings survives in overtime on the road here at the DeWitt Gymnasium as the defenders fall to 5-11 in the conference, 11-17. Overall, let's take a break, and we'll be back with our Wireless World post-game wrap in a moment. This is North College Basketball on KDCR 88.5. We are into the Wireless World post-game wrap as the North College defenders fall by a final score of 96-92 in overtime. And as is the case, most senior days, we'll visit with a couple of the seniors as Andrew O'Donnell has made his way out of the locker room, as has Taylor Feenstra. And Andrew, first of all, won't dwell on today very much, but valiant effort by your team, really fought back and put yourself in a position. Seemed like it was just a matter of trying to find what combinations were going to work and what different people were able to do here this afternoon, but I would imagine just a disappointing loss for your team as a whole.
Yeah, our team has a lot of fight, so we were able to come back. We got down about 10 in the first half and were able to fight back, and then they made a run to start. And then we got a good start of the second half, and Alec hit a big shot. You know, it's nice to have him back, obviously. He's a big leader for us and big on the floor, opens everything up when he's in. So, yeah, it was nice to have him hit that shot and give us a chance in overtime, and just couldn't get a stop to start overtime, and they just got rolling and didn't get enough there.
Hard to believe you're into your senior year, final week of the regular season, and coming up next week. Where'd those 4 years go, Andrew?
Yeah, time flies. You know, I can remember it was almost yesterday I was signing the papers to come here. I know it's been a journey for me and one that I'll truly cherish, but, yeah, time seems to go quick here, and Dort's a special place, and I'll miss it for sure. I'll definitely miss basketball and being with the guys the most.
Sioux Center High School to Dort College, not a real long trip, but tell me about what made you decide on Dort College at that time and what has led you to this point being a senior basketball player.
Yeah, obviously Coach Daum was a big influence when he recruited me. So I got to know the players really well, Austin Kachi, and I was a big Dort supporter my junior year in high school. They were really good, and I loved watching them play. I loved the way they play, and yeah, Coach Dama just was hard on me. Like, he recruited me pretty hard, so he's very genuine in what he said, and I truly believe that Dort was the right place for me. So,
what happens when you're done at Dort College? What are the hopes post-graduation when that happens?
Yeah, so I got an internship opportunity coming up, hopefully soon after basketball is done. So I'll get into the work and business field. I'm looking into marketing right now. So,
anything specifically, if you could pick a dream job, what it would be?
No, not right now, but hopefully in the future somewhere in sales or marketing would be nice for me.
I have one question to ask about being in Sioux Center, coming to Dort College. Oftentimes I'll hear, and I've heard it again this year, it's too close to home. What? Explain, I guess, to listeners. I understand, having had a child here now, mm-hmm. 1 mile, 10 miles, 100 miles, I get the sense you can make it as close to home as you want. What do you tell somebody who says it's just too close to home?
Yeah, definitely. Dort's a very small campus, tight community, so it doesn't even feel like you're in Sioux Center a lot of times. Only when you go out and buy groceries or do other stuff. But when you're at Dort, it doesn't even feel like you're in Sioux Center. It's a whole different community when you come here. The people, the teachers, and everything. So. Yeah, it doesn't really make a difference whether you come from 2,000 miles or 2 miles like I did. So it's really, distance is not a key, really.
Andrew, thanks for stopping by. Thanks for the 4 years. Let's go get a couple yet next week.
Appreciate it, Mike. Thank you.
That's Andrew O'Donnell talking about his plans post-graduation. And sitting down next to me is Taylor Feenstra, Dort College basketball player. And, Taylor, I'm going to say the same thing that I said to Andrew is, where'd those 4 years go? I always look back and I think, how can these guys be completing 4 years? But has it gone as fast for you as it seemed to for Andrew?
Yeah, it really did go fast. Sometimes the days seem long, but, I mean, the years go quick. And, it feels like, just a few days ago, just starting here, playing the DeWitt for the first time, and now nearing the end, I guess, seeing the guys finish up.
We talked before the season, or actually early in the season, at a gathering for Defender Gold Club supporters, talking about the fact that you had suffered an injury a few weeks earlier. You were in the boot at the time, torn Achilles. Not a easy injury to recover from, but how's that progress coming along for you?
Yeah, it's coming along really good. It's been slow, but slowly getting back into it, getting the range of motion back. And been able to jog a little bit again. So, it's been really happy with the progress. Haven't had any setbacks. So it's been good.
Have you been how have you stayed involved with the team this season?
Just try to get to practice as much as I can. Don't always make it to all of them, but try to make it to most of them. And then just support the guys, give them whatever help I can to provide them with. So.
What happens after graduation for you? I talked to Andrew. He's looking at an internship. What happens for you?
I applied to a few different physical therapy schools and had a couple interviews, so kind of waiting to hear back from them, and then hopefully getting there and continue another couple years at physical therapy school.
Tense time for you? You okay with where things are at? Uneasy? Calm? What's the mood right now?
Not so nervous, but we kind of like to figure out kind of what's going to be coming in the next few months. But ain't much you can do about it. It's kind of out of your control now, or out of my control now. So just kind of waiting and seeing. So.
Taylor, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Mike.
That's Taylor Feenstra, Dort College senior, one of four Dort College seniors involved in the program. And Taylor will leave. And you talk about a player who dealt with injury all through his career, and painful to see him unable to play this year. But he is recovering from that torn Achilles from the preseason in basketball. And just hopeful that he's able to function fully, and it appears he is on his way to that. So thanks to those seniors for stopping out here this evening. Taking a look at the statistics then on the Wireless World postgame wrap. Hastings, as a team, 34 of 60 from the floor, 57%, 7 of 14 from the three-point line, 50%. 21 of 30 from the free throw line for 70%. For Dort College, 32 of 72 from the floor, 44%. 10 for 34 from the three-point line, right at 30%. 18 of 24 from the free throw line, 75%. Hastings defeats Dort College in overtime tonight, 96-92. Rebounding, Hastings at 48, Dort College had 26. 11 offensive rebounds for the Broncos, 6 for the defenders. 23 turnovers for the Broncos, 10 by Dort College. 10 steals for the defenders, 4 for Hastings. Dort College was led today by Zach Busser, 25 points, a perfect 9 for 9 from the floor, 7 of 9 from the free throw line. And he has had a good 10-day stretch here, his third game in a row where he has hit double figures, this coming in 23 minutes of play off of the bench. 16 points for Alec Henriksen in his return to play. This is, trying to do the math in my head, I believe it was 5 weeks ago this evening that he was injured, so he returns to play this evening. gets 16 points, 4 of 6 from the three-point line. 13 for Ben Gasing. Jesse Jansma also with 13 off of the bench. He was 5 for 10 from the deck. Chad Barkema had 8 points, 3 for Kyle Lang, 3 for Kobe Critchley, 4 for Chandler Brunsting, 2 for Marcus Winterfeld, 5 for Andrew O'Donnell, for their total of 92. For Hastings, 26 points for Bart Hiscock, 29 for Kevin Miller. He was a load to stop all night. 11 of 15 from the floor was Miller. Callahan had 10 points before fouling out. Tyler Hedlund also had 10 points. Connor Musial had 4. 9 for Jake Hansen. 4 for Zach Kitten. 1 for Ben Wahlberg. 3 for Kevin Harkins. 9 rebounds for Hiscock. 9 for Kevin Miller. 9 for Jake Hansen. For Dort College, 7 points for Chandler Brunsting. 7 rebounds, that is. Zach Bussard had 5 and 4 for Andrew O'Donnell. Assists, Ben Gasink had a team-high 4 assists in a little over 31 minutes of playing time here this afternoon into this evening. Well, it took a little longer than we planned on. Not a great day for the defenders at the DeWitt today on Senior Day. Hastings gets a sweep. But first, I need to tell you the Verhoef Automotive scoreboard. Men's basketball scores: Hastings over Dort in overtime, 96-92. Morningside over Concordia, 86-68. Briarcliff over Mount Marty, 93-77. Northwestern over Midland, 86-75. Once again, our final scores in women's basketball: Hastings over Dort, 83-59. Men's basketball in overtime: Hastings 96, Dort College 92. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.